This goes to Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Marvin, last name is Pyle, P-Y-L-E. Date of birth is 12-19 of 1952. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pyle with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and secondary hyperaldosteronism. His last visit was January 29th of this year. He was able to lose 10 pounds over the last 6 months, and he states that he's feeling very well. He does golf a lot for exercise. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea. Occasional wheezing and cough, but none recently. No sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications. I want to highlight spironolactone, 25 milligrams daily. Toprol XL is 50 milligrams daily. He's on fenofibrate, 134 milligrams daily. Advair Discus, 250-50, one inhalation twice a day. And multivitamin daily. Physical exam, weight 234 pounds, pulse is 60. Blood pressure, right arm is 130 over 76. Left arm was 120 over 80. So we usually like to use his right arm. Those are more accurate blood pressures. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done 7/24 of 24. Creatinine is stable at 1.71. Estimated GFR is 42. Albumin 4.5, calcium is 9.3, sodium 136, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 28, phosphorus 3, hemoglobin is 16.1 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to have labs checked every 3 months. 2, secondary hyperaldosteronism, stable on current dose of spironolactone with normal potassium levels. 3, hypertension is well controlled. And he should always have blood pressure checked in the right arm, and that is the accurate side. The left arm reads too low. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.